All right, let's get back into our talk with expert walleye fisherman Dan Lloyd out of Chassel, Michigan, and pick his brain for the tactics and techniques he's going to be using on Sunday for the opener. So here's part two, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, what else can you tell us about opening day strategies? You're going to be, like you said, in the Sturgeon River. Obviously, you're going to be using jigs like we were talking about, smaller jigs with a stinger hook. What can you talk about presentation-wise or colors or anything like that or specific live bait even?
You know, the sturgeon is dirtier. You know, if you start from Lac La Belle to Gratiot, the Portage, the Sturgeon River, we haven't had that runoff for a while. So the river's really cleaning up pretty nice. Chassel Bay is pretty clean. You know, when you get up to Lac La Belle, Gratiot, that's pretty clear water up there. And even when I go to Gratiot, you know, you start there, Lac La Belle, they're pretty much the same. You know, I'm always, 99% of the time in Gratiot, I'm jigging. Mm-hmm. And I'm either jigging gulp or I'm jigging, you know, live bait, live minnows, early especially. You know, the later it gets, start to warm up, I'll switch over, you know, to crawlers and leeches. But up there in them clear-bodied waters, I'm always jigging, and I'm always using a stinger hook.
Any tips about structure or presentation?
You know, presentation, I don't think, is a real big concern early like this. Everything, you know, when the water's cold, most fishermen, you know, cold water, slow presentation, start to warm up, move it faster. But I don't do no big hops when it comes to jigging early like this. I just like to slide it. I'll use a lot of football head jigs. You know, I'd rather use that or stand-up jigs early. I don't use a lot of round balls early. But like I say, I'm always using stinger hooks when it's early. That way, if a fish just, you know, a lot of times guys feel weight, and all they do is got to hold the minnow. They don't have that hook in their mouth. And that way, when they slide up, grab that minnow, you know, it's a number 10 treble, and they got a hook in their mouth. So most of the time in the springtime, I would say 70% of my fish are hooked on that treble hook.
Really? Okay. And what about structure?
You know, I really focus in them clear-bottom lakes. Them fish are shallow right now, Adam. I mean, you know, a lot of them just got off a spawn, and they're laying there recuperating. They like that warmer water. They're trying to, you know, metabolize to get energy, you know, from that spawn. So in the spring, I'm always fishing shallow water.
Okay.
Very seldom ever fish deep. I mean, I'm talking 10 foot and less.
Okay.
And a lot of times 3 feet to 6 feet. You know, I use, you know, oranges, chartreuse, fire tigers. I stay away from that, you know, that neutral baits in there because that water is a little bit dirtier.
Okay.
So, you know, you want to go to the oranges, reds, chartreuses, fire tigers. That's the colors I use in there. Seem to do the best on. Stay away from the blues and the silvers and the neutrals and, you know, that's what I use. It seems to produce, so.
Excellent. I really appreciate it, Dan. We give you a call back sometime soon?
All right, buddy. No problem. So everybody that's out there going to be walleye fishing, have fun and good luck.
Appreciate it, Dan. We'll catch up with you again soon.
All right, buddy. We'll see you, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.